British Columbia. Dollar question there by End It. Before that, you heard Grail Knights with Necronomicon, and we're gonna talk about strikes, folks. I saw just yesterday, I believe, or the day before, the BCGEU has given 72-hour strike notice. For folks who don't know, BCGEU is one of the largest unions in BC, the British Columbia General Employees Union, and so I thought we would take a moment. I thought we would take some time here in the second hour of the show to talk a little about that. So you have that to look forward to when we get there. So you, if you don't know, are listening to the second hour of Syrup Moose Radio on 93.9 FM CICK. My dog is barking in the background, which means we're going to go to a song, but you can also hear this show on CJSF in Burnaby, CKXU in Lethbridge, CKUT in Montreal, CFUR in Prince George, and CKMS in Waterloo. This is Distant.
Yeah.
was Abhorrence by Distance, or Distant, sorry. And we are back. We touched very briefly on this before that little break. We're going to talk about the BCGEU union strike. So, for folks who don't know, this reporting coming from the CBC's Courtney Dixon, August 29th. The BCGEU has issued a 72-hour strike notice for more than 34,000 public sector workers. So of the 86% of members who participated in the strike vote, the union said 92.7% were in favor of this strike. And so one of the big issues here straight up is money. It is wages. No one in any job right now is being paid what they are worth. And the people who own those jobs and companies are being paid grotesquely more than they are worth. BCGEU President Paul Finch said that the government's latest offer for their negotiation does not address the affordability crisis plaguing the province. Wages need to reflect a real cost of living. This is from Shannon Butt, who is a union member and works for the BC Liquor Distribution Branch. Right now, my biggest fear is losing my current rental agreement and being forced into market areas that I simply can't afford. Government has been... Oh, yeah, this is interesting. So this is one of the big things that I want to talk about. So the union is also pushing for fewer non-union managers so that resources can be put towards workers. The government has been hiring excluded managers at twice the rate of frontline workers, which means more bureaucracy and fewer people actually serving the public, and that means that workers are forced to do more with less. So, what that means, I want to run this for you. What that means, so if you've never been in a union before, typically frontline customer service, social workers, you know, nurses, these are the people who are in the union. Excluded people are management, people who don't need to be represented because they are in charge, essentially. The union exists to negotiate with management, right? So what they're saying here is that the government, our BC government, has been hiring excluded managers at twice the rate of frontline workers. What that means is they are putting more emphasis on hiring management, who typically get paid more than the frontline workers, than they are to hiring those frontline workers and making sure everybody is supported on that said front line. A little behind the curtain, I guess. I used to work for the BC government. I won't go farther than that, I guess. But, you know, this is not surprising. But the thing is there is already such an expectation for these workers to do so much more than they should because there aren't enough people being hired to fill out these teams. I think too, what's really important to understand is there are a ton of folks in this union, including, there are a ton. Like, we're talking about, you know, the Ministry of Children and Family Development. We're talking about any government employee is part of this union. The BC liquor stores, the BC cannabis stores, their workers are in this union. It is massive. Here, 34,000 public sector workers. So if the government runs it, there's a very good chance that their people are in this union. As well, there is a group called the Professional Employees Association. They have also issued a strike notice for 1,800 licensed professionals, including forest engineers, geoscientists, psychologists, and other specialized professions, because people are not being paid a living wage. also, this is... We had just recently the Air Canada flight attendant strike, which I believe was through QP. Is that union? C-U-P-E. And that strike halted negotiations between Canada Post and CUPW, the Canada Post and their union. There's a lot of strike action happening right now. And I think that this BCGEU strike is going to be one to very closely pay attention to. It is going to be informative for what happens with everything else. And look, and Sirius Moose Radio and me personally, I stand with unions every time. Do I think that unions are a little bit more ineffectual than they were in the past? Yes. Do I think they are a necessity? Yes. And do I fully support the unions every time? Yes, I do. The BC government needs to pay a living wage. Every single person who can hear my voice that has employees needs to be paying a living wage. It is unacceptable if you have an employee, honestly, making minimum wage at this point, because frankly, minimum wage is not enough. And I think we all know that at this point. And if we don't know that, we're either not paying attention or haven't made minimum wage for a very long time. So, push and continue to fight back and deny when you are being mistreated, because they, any employer, you give them an inch, they will take a mile every time. And my other, my final piece of advice, never ever work for free. If you are scheduled for a time, be there for that time and then leave. If you will not be paid overtime, do not do extra work. Do not work for free, ever. And take your breaks and your paid vacation. If you have those things, if you do have breaks, that's non-negotiable. If you have paid vacation, take it every time, always. Never, ever limit yourself. All right, we're going to listen to some Demiragon. Jesus Christ. This one is called Aspiring to Omnipotence. And we're probably going to talk more a little bit after that about strike stuff and work stuff. All right, here we go. Demiragon from Italy. that was Aspiring to Omnipotence by Demiurgan is how it's spelt. I'm not going to get it. I'm so sorry. You are listening to Syrup Mooser Radio, a show that supports unions, but also longs for the days when we would burn down factories instead of have long conversations about the fact that we're being taken advantage of. It just is what it is at this point, folks. I mean, huge that they got a 93% vote to go on strike. That's awesome. You gotta do it. So 72 hours notice, we could be seeing a tremendous amount of services impacted, so keep your eyes open for it. Be mindful of it. And also, if you see folks out striking, support them. For real. Because what happens here informs what happens to the rest of us. And we don't think like that very often. We often think about how we are affected in the short term, but you know, these big strike actions and stuff, it informs how we move forward. I am an advocate for a general strike. I think every single one of us who is an employee should walk out all at once and shut it all down. I am hugely in favor of that. I do not think we are going to get there. I think that there is not enough cohesion, especially on the left, to do it. And we just need more. We need everybody. It's one of those things that in order for it to have the maximum impact, everybody needs to do it. And I just don't have the optimism that we're going to do it, I guess, but it would work. If we want to be treated respectfully and paid living wages, I think every single one of us needs to walk away. And it will be hard. It will be a challenge, but it will be for the betterment of all of us. And look, I'm not here to say anybody has to agree with me, but strikes work. They have been demonstrated throughout history to be effective. And if we really want to make change, we can do that. But we have to want to do it. So, yeah. That's what I think. Anyway. We got more music coming your way. I'm not sure. I might add a couple songs to this playlist, I think. But just something to think on, right? And like I said again, if you see people out striking, support them. Be on their team and understand that this is all bigger than you and the inconvenience that you face in the moment, right? Canada Post, it's frustrating, but they deserve to be paid as well. And anybody who tells you that you shouldn't be making more than minimum wage is wrong. So, I don't know. Everybody should be able to live working one job. Just one. Everyone. It shouldn't be a contest. We should not need to... frankly, we shouldn't need to pay for things that we need to not die. I think that's fair. But again, what do I know? I am not a capitalist. I do not care for the concerns of corporations. Anyway. This shit makes me tired, folks. If you want something dumb to take your mind off of it, why not go and check out my YouTube channel, The Marsh Pro Wrestling. I've been putting really dumb WWE 2K25 wrestling matches with characters from Dimension 20 and AEW. Basically, characters from everywhere except the WWE. It's been a lot of fun. You can find it and everything else I ever do on themarsh.ca. I sure appreciate it. All right, folks, we are going to get Krungus. That's our That's the next one. Honestly, I know nothing about this band other than their name. I love the name. Krungus is a tremendous band name, and we should all be so lucky as to be the person who named their band Krungus. Album or band is called, or song, sorry, the song is called Collapsing, and you will come on right back to Syrup Moose Radio when that is all said and done. This is Krungus.